Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It was ugly on Saturday for the Minnesota Golden Gophers. They got mollywopped by the Iowa Hawkeyes, 41-3. And joining us to talk about it, courtesy of the John Schuster Coil Banker Hotline, is Daniel House from GophersGuru.com. Daniel, I got to tell you, man, this is how it went for me. So I'm watching the first few minutes of the game. They fall behind quickly. Down 10-0, I hop in my vehicle because I'm like, all right, I'm going to go get a nice little workout in. It's just a nice Saturday. I'm just going to chill, and I'll watch it on my devices as I'm working out. Man, I'm driving, literally hear the pick six on the radio, 17-0. By the time that I am getting into a sweat, it's 31-0 at halftime. I didn't see this one coming. I know that Vegas had the Gophers as underdogs by, what, 8.5 or something like that, 8.5 or 9. But my goodness, man, 41-3, your thoughts on the game?
I mean, you get down 31-0 before you could really say boo. I mean, the opening drive right down the field, then quick three and out, field goal, then the pick six. And then, you know, explosive down the field. They got 8 in the box, one-on-one, throwing the ball up. You know, Vander Zee's able to make a nice play. And then, you know, you got the punt return touchdown. I mean, that was the weird thing to me was, like, you knew that that punt return was one of the top in the Big Ten. And, I mean, they weren't able to kick the ball out of bounds or, like, put it in a spot where, you know, he had a minimal opportunity to return it. I mean, he had a lot of space to work with, and the gunners didn't contain him, and he's off to the races. I just thought, you know, Iowa was just so physical at the line of scrimmage, and Minnesota's offensive line really couldn't handle it. And then early on in the game, you know, the defense – you know, it was a mix of everything. It was, you know, screens and RPOs and, you know, running the ball. So it was just Iowa's physicality just overwhelmed the Gophers.
Yeah, it just, man, that was a really, really ugly performance. And I'm not sitting here trashing P.J. Fleck. I'm not saying that P.J. Fleck is not a good coach. What I am saying is that every time they have a solid win, a solid victory, he follows it up with a devastating loss. Like, I just don't get it.
Well, and I felt like this game, you know, you look at the few wins that, you know, Minnesota's had in the last, you know, few weeks in the Big Ten. It's different styles, you know, where they seem to match up better with the defensive lines that have, you know, more of that, like, twitch agility type of skill set than they do the physical stout type of defensive lines. Even you look at Purdue, they're a bigger stout unit, and the offensive line didn't handle that very well, and then now this week, again, against a physical Iowa defensive line that you know is going to play with great technique, didn't handle that well. I think the core issue right now is not being able to run the football. I mean, they're just getting minimal impact from the running game. That puts pressure on everything else. I mean, right now they're 127th out of 136 FBS teams in rushing success rate. So So they are not being very efficient on a play-to-play basis, and it's just not being able to get knocked back at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, and that was going to be my next question, is why do you believe that we have struggled so much in the run game?
Yeah, I just think it's like the lack of physicality up there. You know, I think there's some concepts being dialed up that, you know, could be effective, but, you know, if you're not able to generate movement with the offensive line, you know, some of the new faces up there, you know, maybe hasn't as gelled as well as they were anticipating it would. And, you know, you got to be able to run the football, be physical, control some clock. I mean, you look at the drives and you're going three and out like that. You're putting your defense right back out on the field, and that puts pressure on them. Minimal time to make adjustments. I mean, Iowa just controlled the game from the jump, playing complimentary ball in all three phases. I mean, they were dialed in. They were ready to play. I mean, you know, that's what you come to expect from Ferentz, is they're going to be dialed in and their details are going to be on point. You can't make mistakes. I mean, you can't be 3-0 in the turnover battle and expect to win at Iowa. It's not going to happen.
Daniel House, GophersGuru.com, joining us here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Drake Lindsey, we know how talented he is. What letter grade do you give him from the Iowa game? Because you can look at the stats and talk about the completions and the attempts and the low yardage. The fact that you throw three interceptions is never good. But like you mentioned, I mean, with no run game, it wasn't just about Drake Lindsey and what he didn't do. It was just about what the overall offense was not able to get accomplished.
Yeah, it was probably about, you know, a C performance, maybe a B minus, just related to, you know, having three picks. I mean, the first one was a good coverage disguise by Iowa. You know, I think he thought he had man and it was zone, and, you know, he throws the pick six. The second one, I don't know if he was trying to maybe throw the ball out of bounds and just didn't get enough sauce on it. That one was forced a little bit. And then the third one, that was more of a check down to the back, and it maybe seemed like the route depth wasn't correct, or he just, you know, got away from him a little bit, trying to, you know, make a play and just keep the offense on schedule. That's the hard thing. When you're not on schedule on first and second down, you know, you're backed up into passing downs, and then the pass rush is just peeing off, and that puts pressure on the quarterback because you got a lot of different looks in the back end. I thought Iowa had a very, very good scheme, you know, rolling zones a lot to give Lindsey some different looks that maybe he hadn't saw yet. And that's the challenge. People forget. I mean, he's a young quarterback still. And I don't think, you know, when you sit and grade, you know, everybody on the team, he's been the guy that's been the most steady for them.
Daniel, you know, I'm not going to sit here and act as though Michigan State is some good team, because they're not. But this is going to be a close game in my estimation, because I don't think that Michigan State, I think the most Gopher fans that haven't watched them at all, or just kind of have like looked at maybe like the internet and said, oh, Michigan State's 3-5 and they're one of the worst teams in the Big Ten, if not the worst team. The bottom line is, this team, even though they're winless in the Big Ten, I think that they could put up a good fight against Minnesota.
Well, and you look at Michigan State, Joe Rossi's the defensive coordinator there, so he knows a lot of, you know, stuff that might give Minnesota, you know, some trouble, things that, you know, he's seen that offensive style in practice a lot, so he knows some, you know, wrinkles that he can implement that, you know, maybe would surprise him, or different elements as well. I think Michigan State, you look at them, they just haven't been able to play complimentary football. You know, Aiden Childs has not played well in recent weeks. The teams have been changing the picture on him. He's been struggling to take care of the football, make good decisions. They've been okay running the football, but drive sustainment's been a big problem there. I actually thought Michigan State's defense played their best game of the season last week, just in terms of, like, you know, being detailed, tackling, being in the right spot. Rossi went down on the field last week for the first time. I thought that gave him a little bit of an energy jolt. I don't worry about their defense. I think if their offense is able to run the football, then they're going to have a chance.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting, man. But the bottom line, the Gophers, they have to win this if they have prospects of thinking that they're going to be involved in any sort of decent bowl game. There's no way you lose to Michigan State at home, correct?
Well, yeah, that's just it. I mean, this is a game that, you know, is kind of a stress test for you, because you're going, hey, you got to rebound after that performance at Iowa. You're going, man, that was not what was expected. There's a lot of things to clean up, but you got to bounce back quickly. They've played a lot better at home this year than they have on the road. They have not performed well on the road. But the big thing is, Lake, is they've started very slow in a lot of these games. I mean, they got down versus Purdue. They got down versus Rutgers. you got to begin fast. You can't get yourself dug in a hole, and that's been a problem for them this year.
All right, so let me ask you this. Let's kind of look ahead and not just look just strictly at Michigan State. There's four games left on the schedule. Michigan State, at Oregon, at Northwestern, then you finish it off, trophy game, Wisconsin. Out of the four games that they have left, what do you think the win-loss record is?
Well, I think if you want to feel really good, you got to probably go 3-1 in that stretch. But I do think that Northwestern poses some interesting challenges because their offensive line's solid. They've been getting better every week. Their defense is dialed in fundamentally. That's the game that I would say could potentially give them some challenges because it's at Wrigley Field. It's on a baseball stadium. It's going to be a little bit of unconventional environment. Both teams late in November. That's the one that I think is kind of key for them. And then you kind of scrape the record, Blake, when you're playing Wisconsin. You know, I know Wisconsin's been struggling. I think their defense is not horrible. I think they're able to, you know, stop the run a little bit. They're able to be stout along the line of scrimmage, but their offense has been just so bad. That's the game that both teams are going to want to win because it's a trophy game and it kind of sets the tone springboarding into the season. So I would say of those four games, your goal, you should be able to go 3-1 if you're playing well.
Hey, last thing for you, just your observation or your thought. Luke Fickell, he's gone at the end of the year, huh? Don't you think?
I don't know what to think there. You know, I think that, you know, with all the financial challenges that these schools face, you know, I know people are paying big buyouts, but is Wisconsin really going to be willing to do that? You know, the last 2 years of schedules, especially this year's, have been the most challenging that you could probably get in the Big Ten. I kind of feel like he's going to get one more year, unless it just totally falls off the rails even more, like they're uncompetitive, they get totally smoked by Minnesota in the last game or something. I would lean toward him maybe coming back for one more season at this stage.
Got you. Hey, Daniel, always a pleasure to have you on the show, my man. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man. Have a good night.
All right, take care. That's Daniel House. Check him out, gophersguru.com. That was a train wreck. Like the Hawkeyes, they took us to the woodshed.
I am
that
so
was terrible, dude.
I'm so glad that I watched zero of that game, and my main focus was North Dakota State, South Dakota State for the Dakota marker. So that was a much better way to spend my Saturday.
Coming up next, we've got Bite of the Night right here on The Good Neighbor.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, let's get into the bite of the night. And the bite of the night is involving Walt Frazier. Walt Frazier, one of the greats. One of the greats. I'm just unbelievable basketball player. You know, Mr. New York Knick. One of the league's greatest players of all time, was named to the NBA's 75th anniversary team. He was also named the MVP of the first of two All-Star games played between the ABA and NBA players back in 1971, was inducted into the Naismith Hall of Fame in 1987. We know for years he has been the color commentator for the Knicks and MSG. And just recently, we've had Knicks, Heat, and in the crowd is one Pat Riley. And take a listen to what Walt Frazier said about Pat Riley as the video or the cameraman had his sights on Pat Riley in the stands.
Riley and I entered the league the same year. He tried to guard me, and that's how he ended up as a coach.
That was so good. We got to play that one more time. That one was so damn good. So listen to what he says again, because they were both in the 1967 NBA draft. Take a listen to what Walt Frazier said about his guy, Pat Riley.
Riley and I entered the league the same year. He tried to guard me, and that's how he ended up as a coach.
We'll take a timeout.
Oh, my goodness. Unbelievable stuff right there. So, Walt Frazier, I just mentioned to you, he went fifth overall in that draft. Any guesses where Pat Riley went? Because Pat Riley was a damn good player out of Kentucky.
Did he go last?
And if you get this wrong, don't worry about it. No. He went last.
Okay.
He was really good.
Okay.
In college.
I'd say 15th.
He went 7th.
7th, okay.
Yep. No. Pat Riley was a top 10 pick.
Okay.
All right, so Pat Riley went 7th. Walt Frazier was 5th. Do you know who was the number one pick that year? This one is so random, I'm not expecting you to guess.
I could guess Pistol Pete, but I'll just throw that out there.
All right, so it was Jimmy Walker. He was the number one pick.
Dynamite?
Not that Jimmy Walker.
Okay, sorry.
All right, the number one overall pick in the draft. Do you know who Jimmy Walker's son is?
No.
I'll give you two hints.
Okay.
The first is he is a former NBA basketball player. The second hint is he was a member of the Fab Five.
Chris Webber.
No.
Jalen Rose.
Jalen Rose's father was the number one overall. He didn't have any relationship with his dad. It was one of those, you know, dad wasn't around type of deals.
Yeah.
But Jimmy Walker, Jalen Rose's dad, was the number one overall pick in the draft the year that Walt Frazier was 5th and Pat Riley was 7th. And Earl Monroe was 2nd.
Oh.
Earl Monroe was 2nd. Guess who was 3rd?
Oh, man. I have no idea.
You have no idea?
No idea.
I'll give you a hint.
Give me a hint. Because I did so well on the Fab Five.
I have a personal relationship with this person. 1967.
Oh, boy. That could be anybody. Because you've got so many relationships with people in the NBA.
He's got a Minnesota tie.
Okay.
You won't get it. I'll give it to you.
I was going to say Kurt Rambis, but that's not it.
Clem Haskins.
Oh, of course.
Coach Haskins.
When you say it, it makes sense.
Coach Haskins was the 3rd overall. Think about that for a second.
Jeez Louise.
Jimmy Walker was one.
Yeah.
Earl Monroe was two. Coach Clem Haskins was three. Walt Frazier was five. Pat Riley was seven. Literally.
Man.
Coach Haskins was giving me stories about him and Wilt Chamberlain back in the day. I mean, seriously, I gotta go back down to the ranch and get some more of those stories.
Incredible.
Think about that.
See, I think, you know, for those of us, we forget how, like, I don't, obviously, you know, I don't remember Clem as a basketball player. Pat Riley as well. Like, I mean,
Coach Haskins was amazing.
See, now I'm going to have to go actually down that rabbit hole.
Yep.
Because you hear about some of these coaches.
He had a bunch of injuries that ruined his career.
And that you know, that can kind of happen. Clem was a hell of a coach. I mean, just I think everything that happened in the whole academic scandal, I think it's just kind of nonsense, and it wipes away the best Gopher team of my lifetime. And I feel like that's just one of those unnecessary, you know, unfair things that happened to Clem Haskins. But man, I didn't realize he was a top pick in the NBA draft.
Oh, absolutely. Coach Haskins was
no idea.
He was a monster back in the day.
No idea.
Back in the day, Western Kentucky. And real quickly, another, I think you've heard this name a time or two. Arguably the greatest coach in the history of the NBA was also in that draft.
Oh, Phil Jackson.
Phil Jackson.
Yeah, see?
Phil Jackson was a second round pick.
I got one right. I got one right. Two of the best coaches of all time and the best coach that I've ever seen for the University of Minnesota. I'm going to stand by that.
All right, coming up next, we'll take a look at the local weather, and then we'll talk hockey with Jesse Pierce in the Bar Down Beauties podcast. Are the Minnesota Wild already in trouble this season? We talk to Jesse next year on The Lake Show. I love it. Spunk to the air. She's joining us on the John Schuster Gold Banker Hotline. Jesse Pierce from the Bar Down Beauties podcast joining us here on The Lake Show. Jesse, let's just jump right into this thing. Are the Minnesota Wild already in trouble this season?
I mean, you can't win the Stanley Cup in October, but you certainly can lose it, right? Like, there's that old saying, you know, last year you saw Minnesota Wild exceed expectations, came out hot, they were playing fantastic on the road, and now they can't score a goal or stop a goal to save their life. They're in a tough spot, Lake, I will say that. I don't want to get too downtrodden because it is early, but they've certainly dug themselves a hole in the league. They are seventh in the Central Division, which is already a very difficult division, and they are near the bottom of the Western Conference as well. So they need to start clicking. They need to get that win. You're hopeful that one win will kind of turn this thing around for them, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping, but I just, you know, and I was concerned even with week one. I said, I feel like, and I'm not trying to, you know, put a curse on this team, but it just feels like this team is going to be that we're all going to be on the roller coaster with this team, meaning that from one week to the next, it's going to be, okay, we think this team is headed down the right path, and then the next week, this team is awful.
Yeah, it definitely is. That keeps with the theme of the inconsistency issues that they're having. They are not consistent from game to game. They are not consistent from period to period, which makes it really hard to form that identity that is so integral to a hockey team, so integral to a sports team, is to have that brand of hockey that you want to play. And right now, Minnesota doesn't know what that is. Yes, they are missing Matt Zuccarello, but I don't know that Matt Zuccarello should be the key. He's not going to come back from injury and completely makeshift this team. It's up to the guys that are currently on the roster to start doing a little bit more and really start finding a way to get to the back of the net, to crash and get those dirty goals. You know, again, a lot of hockey still to be played, but the sooner they can turn this thing around, the better it's going to be for them, obviously, in the long run.
You know, in professional sports, a lot of guys get paid big money contracts, and the moment that they do, they kind of fall off. That is not the case with one Kirill Kaprizov.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not, right? You certainly would like to see him score every single night because that's what you feel $17 million a year will get you. But Kirill is doing everything all over the ice. You're seeing him get double shifted. You're seeing him out there for those big moments. And he's certainly proven himself 400 career points. And he sets a new record doing it in a shortened amount of time of games played here with the Minnesota Wild. So he's Kirill, right? I mean, he's still worth every penny. People can gripe and moan about it, but I think you need the superstar and you need him to be doing the superstar things that he does. Now, again, he can't do it alone. He needs his players stepping up. Matt Boldy's done a very nice job. But beyond that, again, the inconsistency. You don't have the scoring depth to be able to really help and get these guys out of this slump.
When you look at this team and you look at the goaltending, I guess how would you evaluate it here as we started off the year?
Yeah, you know, it's not been bad, but it's not been great. You know, this is the type of situation where you're probably looking to your goaltenders to steal you a game because, unfortunately, there's been some defensive breakdowns, and unfortunately, the offense isn't clicking and scoring at the pace that you'd like them to. So you do look at guys like Filip Gustavsson or even Jesper Bellstedt to try to steal you some of those games, and they haven't done that. Again, I think it's been fine, and I'm not raising any alarmed by any stretch of the imagination, but I'd like to see a little bit more from those guys. And again, maybe step up and help propel and get that victory for this team that can't seem to put the puck in the other net.
Okay. Now, Jesse, what would you say has been the biggest hot button topic on the Bar Down Beauties podcast between you and Kirsten lately in the last couple weeks?
Oh, geez, Louie. There's always something. There's a lot that we disagree on. Marcus Johansson's been kind of a hot-button topic for us in general, for the Minnesota Wild fan base in general, I feel. He's kind of that lightning rod, if you will, up on the first line. Scores 3 goals in 2 nights, which is incredible. But a player that's making league minimum, I think he's been a hot topic for us all season.
Another hot-button topic, you're on the hot seat.
Oh, I was going to say, I forgot. Was it the retiring of jerseys? That's been one that we are constantly getting hit up on, too.
Explain. I don't know what you're talking about. Tell me. Help me out with this one.
Well, let me tell you. So this is an ongoing thing for the past few seasons, and I'd love to hear your take on this.
Okay.
The retirement of jerseys, right? I would argue that Minnesota Wild does not have any players within their organization that have done anything worthy of retiring your jersey.
Obviously,
the Minnesota Wild retired Mikko Koivu's number 9. They have the number 1 retired for the fans, which is a very Minnesota thing to do. So Kirsten and I are kind of on the same page where I'd rather see a Ring of Honor versus a jersey retirement, I think, for Minnesota. But they've already just chosen the path that they've gone down. But that's kind of what we go back and forth on quite a bit, too.
I don't feel like we really have had anybody that really, for that specific purpose, could really go there. Like, I agree with you guys on this one. I do.
Right. Yeah, it's a Hall of Fame honor, I think. Like, if you were going to be in the Hockey Hall of Fame, then your jersey goes up there, and you don't have anybody within the organization that warrants that. You could Marc-Andre Fleury, Hall of Famer, but he hasn't been with the organization long enough to get that. That's a Pittsburgh thing. We'll leave that to Pittsburgh. Maybe Vegas, but mostly Pittsburgh. So, yeah, that's one we like to chatter about.
Yeah, we're talking to Jesse Pearson of Bar Down Beauties Podcast here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. While we're on the topic of clothing and apparel, funny, you know, your guy does a TV bit every single week on Channel 9, but yet and still, we're 3 years in, he's got no hoodie.
I know. I need to. Well, I gotta throw our boy Landon at SodaStick under the bus because he's the one that holds the key to all my merch. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send a text immediately after I hang up this phone with you. We're making it happen.
Landon SodaStick, I think you need to put me in contact with Landon, too, because I need to talk about something else. Now, I'm dead serious. Something else that is nonprofit related, too.
Love it. He's all in on that.
Got you. All right, so Winnipeg tomorrow night, that is going to pose a very interesting that's going to be a tough one right there.
It was already going to be a doozy, and now Winnipeg's coming in off a loss to the Utah Mammoth Sunday night. Utah, an incredible team, as the Minnesota Wild found out on Saturday. They're fast-paced. You've got Logan Cooley, who Gopher fans are familiar with. Jordan Schmaltz also do it. Or not Jordan, Nick Schmaltz, excuse me. That's a different one. Nick Schmaltz doing his thing, has Utah leading the Western Conference right now, which is a lot of fun to watch, unless you're playing them. But Winnipeg falling just short to them, that ended their win streak. So they're going to be coming in extra spicy, which, again, I love the rivalry between Minnesota and Winnipeg. I just wish Minnesota might be able to play a little bit closer to their pace, but we'll see tomorrow night.
All right, let me ask you a non-hockey-related question. Give me a random television actor or whoever, movie actor, that you had a massive crush on when you were younger that maybe has come up on your television screen over the course of the last month. And the reason why I ask is because today I just happened to be going through the channels and Yasmin Bleeth popped up.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I was
Baywatch,
so,
right?
Yes, I was so smitten with her back in the day. Woof.
I mean, I've got to go Mark Wahlberg. I feel like his shows are always up on my TV. But Leonardo DiCaprio was my number one. I wrote this man love letters, which is terrifying to think about back.
What?
When I look at it. But, oh, yeah.
Love letters?
Leonardo. Yeah, you know, not like really weird stuff. I was a little kid, but he was my guy. He had the bowl cut, you know, he had everything going for him. I watched every single movie he ever made, which includes like What's Eating Gilbert Grape, Basketball Diaries, Titanic, not just the blockbusters. Like, I went down to his very beginnings, even Growing Pains, when he was in Growing Pains. Like, I learned this man was a true artist, and then I'm too old for him now anyway, so
give me a 2025 Jesse Pierce new school crush.
Sam Hartman from the Washington Commanders.
Sam Hartman.
Yeah, he is a practice squad quarterback. But he is a beautiful, beautiful man. I am fighting for the Vikings.
This dude could model.
Right?
Oh, like, my goodness. He's got the
male he, could acknowledge that he is a handsome person.
Let me say this. This guy is a better looking Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yes. 1,000%.
I'm dead serious. 1,000%. And everybody loves Jimmy Garoppolo. This dude's a model type. He's only 26? Oh, man.
He's beautiful. And I discovered him. Let me tell you how I discovered him. Last year, so he played for the Commanders. He and Jaden Daniels and a couple of the guys went to the Washington Capitals playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
This man, Sam Hartman, did the Hollow Man, which is a thing that I learned in college as well, where you lift your jersey up over your head and drink a beer through your jersey. So this man does this on television. It goes viral, and I'm like, I don't know who this guy is, but he's got the flow. He's got the lumberjack look that I dig. He's at a hockey game, Hollow Manning. I am all in. And then I just see more and more of him, and I'm like, yep, this is my guy. Our friend Dane Mizutani agrees with me. He's like, I get it, Jesse. I get it. And I was like, I know.
All right. So I'm going to give you mine real quick. I knew that she was attractive. I've never really watched much of her movies, but I saw a photograph of her today, and I was beyond smitten. Dakota Johnson is unreal.
I'm trying to think of brown hair. No?
Yeah. Dakota. No, not blonde. Yeah, Dakota. That's her dad is Don Johnson.
Yes, and her mom is Melanie Griffith, I believe.
Yes.
Correct.
Well, what? Yes. Yep. Is it Melanie Griffith? Maybe it is. Okay, I'm not sure who mom is.
I think her mom is. Yeah, I believe her mom is an actress too. She was 50 Shades of Grey.
Yes. Which I did not see, by the way. But I know that's where she blew up. I saw a picture of her today. And I was like, oh, my goodness.
And she's funny, too. Like, I've seen some of her, like, visits on talk shows and stuff. And she's got a good little personality on her as well. So she's kind of the whole package for you, like.
Well, I know that she was, like, stunning in this 50 Shades of Grey. Because when 50 Shades of Grey came out, I was living in Kansas City. But I had a friend here, we'll just say that. And she was all about that movie. Like, I think there was like a 50 Shades Darker or something like a year or two after that.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Women were just freaking out about that whole. I mean, that was like it was the sexual revolution going on.
Yeah, you gotta have those once in a while, right? Like, you gotta get a little smut in your library.
I love it. Well, I appreciate the time, Jesse, and let's get a victory tomorrow night.
Let's go, buddy. Let's get it done.
All right, that's Jesse Pierce. Check out her fine work. Bar Down Beauties podcast also does some fine work for NHL.com. Joining us here on The Lake Show. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get to headlines. That's next. All right, let's get into it. Let's go for the headlines here on The Good Neighbor on a Monday night. Chris Tubbs, what you got?
Well,
Minnesota
Governor Tim Walz announced $4 million in one-time emergency state funding for Minnesota food shelves earlier today. Now, this comes 4 days before benefits from federal food assistance programs runs out in 36 states, a casualty of the continuing government shutdown. Minnesota is amongst those 36 states. Program expected to go away include the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, better known as SNAP. Sophia Lenars-Coy of the Food Group Minnesota tells WCCO-TV that it would be disastrous for many people in the state. Quote, the scale of SNAP benefits compared to the emergency food system just can't be overstated. For every one meal that's distributed by food shelves and food banks in the state of Minnesota, SNAP provides 9. Food Group is associated with about 300 food shelves in Minnesota. She also said that the local economies could be affected as well because SNAP benefits are redeemed at grocery stores, costing them potential business. U.S. Department of Agriculture has posted a notice on its website saying federal food aid will not go out on November 1st, raising the stakes for families nationwide as the government shutdown drags on.
You know, this is yet another thing in which the realities about what you're facing and what you need, and you voting against your own best interests, just is insane. With SNAP benefits, they're used more in red states than in blue states.
Yeah. But yet you vote against.
And also with Obamacare subsidies, used more in red states than blue states.
But how do they feel about the Affordable Care Act?
I see what you did there.
See, like that? Hey, the Republican governor of Indiana said earlier today he's scheduling a special session to redraw congressional boundaries after weeks of pressure to back Donald Trump's bid to add more winnable seats with mid-cycle redistricting. Trump has pressed Republicans to draw new maps that give the party an easier path to maintain control of the House in the midterms. While Republicans in Texas, Missouri, and North Carolina have moved quickly to enact new districts, Indiana lawmakers have been a little more hesitant. Republican Governor Mike Braun called for the General Assembly to convene on November 3rd for the special session. It's unclear whether enough of the GOP majority Senate will back the new maps. The White House held multiple meetings with Indiana lawmakers who have held out for months. Legislative leaders kept their cards close as speculation swirled over whether the state, known more for its measured approach to Republican politics, would answer the redistricting call. A spokesperson for Bray said last week that the Indiana Senate, they lacked the votes to pass a new congressional map, and she said earlier today that the votes are still lacking, casting doubt on whether a special session would achieve Braun's goals.
Well, you know, governor needs to figure it out, because Donald Trump is asking him to. Donald Trump is telling him, I need you to find me more seats.
That's all this is.
He's
done it in Texas,
Georgia.
Yeah, he's doing it now. It's like everywhere Republicans are gerrymandering things, and then you got Dems that are counter gerrymandering things, and then you're like, oh my God, they can't do that. Well, this is so unheard of. You redistrict every 10 years. All of a sudden, Donald Trump is afraid of what could happen in the midterms, so you're trying to get ahead of it?
By the way, somebody on the text line is like, they're saying that Dakota Johnson is very different from Alanna Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Mr. Versatility, bro. I like them all. All shapes and sizes. Come on now. Don't give me crap for that.
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the text line.
You know, the only thing I
they're
can
all beautiful.
Yeah, the only thing I can say to that, getting into the next story, is yeah, boy. Because at 66 years old, Flavor Flav. Well, he went 67. That's all it took to get him hooked on sliding. USA Bobsled and Skeleton announced Flavor, its new official hype man, on Monday, not long after he spent a couple of days around the team at the 2022.
Flavor Flav.
I know. He plans to be with the team at the Olympics in February. He said the partnership is a blessing. It's cooler than cool runnings. It's the coolest runnings. I just want Flav to do the feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme, give it up. It's bobsled time.
He's been prop shouting him out, though, for the last couple of years.
No, he has.
Yeah,
I
he
know.
Has. Yep, yep.
Yeah, no, and he's also been a big fan of the women's water polo team mm-hmm. in the Summer Olympics. So I love these athletes that are getting like genuinely interested in these Olympic sports. I love it. Absolutely love it. Like, that's fantastic.
Hey, I'm going to get the text line one more real quick, because I know they're like, okay, all right, Alanna Smith, I'll see you.
Yeah.
Dakota Johnson, I'm going to give you one. She still looks good to me.
I love how Headlines has now turned into the
I'm going to give you
Henry
another one
crush
that
show.
Looks real. And she's on a different level because she is vintage. Helen Mirren.
Vintage. Oh my God.
Helen Mirren.
I thought you were going to go with
Sexy thing.
I thought you were going to go with Kathy Bates, because that's where we went.
Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren, huh?
She's 80.
She's okay. Little May December there.
A little what?
Little May December romance there. See, you didn't deny it. You didn't deny it. That's solid. See, I got to Google Helen.
You don't know who Helen Mirren is?
I know she is. I just want to see her now. Okay, yeah. Look at that one.
Oh, she's gorgeous still.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah, she could make you a cake. She could do that for you.
Is that it?
No, I suppose we got one more.
Okay, one more.
Yeah, speaking of cooking, even the joy of Halloween will cost more this year with less chocolate than in the past.
I thought everything was going down. That's what Trump told me.
Well, apparently you are not shopping. Well, you're shopping with the poorest. That's the problem. Expect more packages of tangy gummies riding off a meteoric high last year. Your kid's trick-or-treat bag may be filled with a lot of pumpkin spice-filled anything. Like last year, cocoa bean industry experts are expecting high price tags to be passed down to consumers. And with the high cocoa prices, every producer, from specialty chocolate makers to giant candies, changing up how they sell their treats. For consumers, this could mean less chocolate per package, higher prices, and less cocoa content, meaning less chocolatey chocolate compared to before.
Chocolatey chocolate.
Chocolatey chocolate.
Chocolatey chocolate.
That's a hell of a band name. Ladies and gentlemen, chocolatey chocolate. It's like all white people.
Oh, my gosh. What are we doing here?
I have no idea. Candy's 10% more expensive this year. So congratulations, Donald Trump. You ruined Halloween.
All right, just going to wrap up headlines. Coming up next.
What kind of candy do you think Helen Mirren passes out?
I think that the Minnesota Vikings need to make an ultimatum to an all-time great. We get to that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.